of an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Christmas Eve with Pope Francis leading a service in Rome at St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope inaugurating the once every 25-year tradition of a jubilee in which the Catholic faithful make pilgrimages to Rome. Congress and President Biden passing and signing into law a pay hike for U.S. men and women in the military. A veto of a bill by President Biden prevents President-elect Trump from filling 66 new federal judgeships. It stops a federal court expansion. Discharged from a Washington hospital after being treated for the flu, former President Bill Clinton. According to his office, he was admitted with a fever yesterday. A short circuit in an elevator shaft triggered a fire alarm and an evacuation of the Eiffel Tower in Paris today. But Tower administrators telling ABC News that all now is fixed, nobody hurt. New Mexico prosecutors giving up their attempts to revive the manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin. This is ABC News. Scientists in Russia studying the remains of what they are calling one of the best preserved baby mammoths found in melting Siberian permafrosts.
The woolly mammoth, nicknamed Yana, is believed to have been about a year old when she died 50,000 years ago. Her remains and those of prehistoric bison, horses, and dogs were found in a crater almost a mile deep in a remote part of Siberia. As the permafrost that used to cover much of northern Russia melts, researchers are finding more and more creatures. Although Yana is only the seventh mammoth carcass ever recovered worldwide, she is considered one of the best preserved. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Food and Drug Administration with a warning on recalled eggs. The FDA now classifying organic eggs recalled from Costco stores at the highest risk level for potential salmonella contamination. The organic eggs from a New York supplier were distributed to Costco locations across Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, and Tennessee. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Okay, Christmas and Hanukkah are Wednesday, which means that if you still have shopping to do, then it's time to get to Macy's now and find last-minute gifts that feel anything but last-minute. Here's one we love. Fragrance gift sets from designers like Gucci, Givenchy, and more that are boxed and ready to give. No wrapping required. And don't forget, it's your last chance to use your Macy's money, too. So when it's down to the last minute, your first stop should be Macy's. But you only have until tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlen. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber.
In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left.
So trying to find consensus in the middle, I think, is going to be really hard for them, but only time will tell.
Voss said he hopes Democrats will come along on some things.
But a lot of times what I've seen over the past 20 years is that unless it's mostly their idea, they vote no. They are pretty much unanimous, voting no almost all the time.
New legislative maps helped Democrats pick up 10 seats to narrow the Republican majority to 55 seats in the 99-member assembly. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's not interested in a political fight against a former Trump attorney. Speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front, Call says the case against Attorney Jim Troupas will stay in the courts.
This is an ongoing case, and again, it will be one that we litigate in court and not in the court of public opinion.
Troupas is accused of taking part in a scheme to submit false paperwork to give Wisconsin's 2020 Electoral College votes to Donald Trump. Troupas denies those allegations and says Call is asking the courts to try and punish supporters of President-elect Trump. The remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II are coming home. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said military scientists identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force Private First Class David Hansen of Milwaukee last August. Hansen was captured after U.S. and Filipino forces surrendered to the Japanese and were subjected to the Bataan Death March. Hansen's remains were exhumed in 2019 and later identified. They'll be buried in Brookfield at a yet-to-be-determined date. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With more clouds than sun today, high temperatures will tap 30 degrees. It'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, too, with mild highs in the low 30s. Then, fog moves in at night, becoming widespread by Thursday morning and dragging some freezing drizzle with it, all ahead of a wet weekend. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Christmas Eve, and the markets are officially closed until Thursday morning. It is time to take a break. But before we do that, let's dig into what happened in today's markets. Corn slightly higher, beans and wheat, make that beans and meal, closed higher too, but wheat and bean oil closed lower. Live cattle were mixed, feeder cattle lower, and lean hogs steady to lower.
Live from good old Christmas Eve via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Connor Bridgman of Advanced Trading. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas to ya.
Merry Christmas indeed. Today's the day, brother. It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is Christmas Eve, and I don't know where I am located this afternoon, this Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of snow to slick up the runners on that sleigh.
Really?
No.
Okay. Really?
No, it's like I'm in the tropics.
Maybe you'd like to have a little.
I think there's a lot of kids out there that would like to have a little. I don't know how Santa shows up and gets, you want to talk about rough sledding. The description of rough sledding is outside right now.
Huh. I think you're probably right. Here in Kansas City, we don't even worry about the sleds. It would just, whatever. If it gets slippery, one or two days in the winter, well, then we call that sledding,
Yeah.
Just trying to get to the car.
So just run them on runners.
You could do that.
Like training wheels or something like that?
Well, now you introduce a wheel, and I'm not sure you got a sled anymore.
See?
I think you got a dolly at that point, or maybe even a wagon.
Yeah, a wagon. I think it is.
I think that's what that is.
It is one horse open wagon. Yep.
Just doesn't ring. No.
Love it, love it, love it. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis. Mm-hmm. Low volume day. There's some price movement that we got to talk about, and we're going to do that with Matt here in just a minute, and then we'll get Connor in here to take a little bit of a longer term view of what's going on in the markets. But low volume, directionless. Do I dare call it directionless?
Gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think I will. I think I will. So, all right, let's go ahead and get to the markets. What do you got?
Well, chip wheat futures gave back a chunk of Monday's gains ahead of the Christmas break. Positioning for the midweek holiday saw March soft red winter wheat futures open slightly lower and near session highs. Then prices slipped to post a low range close. Front month SRW wheat posted an inside trading day and traded on both sides of pivotal 540. Wheat prices were pressured by gains in the U.S. dollar index and by forecasts calling for rains in U.S. hard red winter wheat areas. March HRW wheat futures 7¼ cents lower at 543¾. March SRW down 5¾ to 534¾. March spring wheat closed at 589½, down 6 cents, Chip.
Got to keep track of that dollar again, don't we?
Indeed.
Yeah, ever since the election day, really. We've been seeing some strength come into the U.S. dollar, and it's got to be playing a role in the fact that we've seen new contract lows in the SRW wheat market here very recently.
Yeah.
And every time it seems like we see a setback in the Russian wheat market, the Russian currency, the ruble, drops to offset that drop in their wheat price. Mm-hmm. The currency trade is having a big influence on what's happening in the grains.
Yep. Well, Chip, March corn futures posted a fourth consecutive higher settlement with a low range open and a high range close. Front month corn posted back-to-back higher closes above last week's high ahead of the holiday break, and that's helping to build some momentum. Chart watchers are targeting resistance at the December 11 high of 451¼. Good demand for U.S. corn gets the credit for supporting prices, but the price advance was stalled by strength in the U.S. dollar index and mostly good growing conditions in Brazil and Argentina. Traders will be watching the trend in Argentina and southern Brazil. The forecast there turning drier. March corn futures today 0.75 cents higher at 448½. May corn up a penny and a half to 455. July corn futures closed at 457¼, up 1½ cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, we got to watch what's happening in southern Brazil and Argentina in particular when it comes to that South American crop. But as things stand right now, if we're chipping away at the South American crop production potential, it's not happening very fast. And I think that's being reflected in the markets.
Well, South American crop conditions are also an anchor on bean prices, but the lack of impressive export demand for U.S. soybeans and products is also limiting upside potential in soybeans. January beans today opened slightly lower and spiked support at yesterday's low before recovering to close high range and just below resistance at 975. Uncertainty over demand growth for bio-based diesel products has put bean oil into a holding pattern. Jan bean oil today traded on both sides of 40 cents for a sixth consecutive session. Jan soybean meal today opened just below pivotal 290 and recovered to post a mid-range close. January soybean futures 5¾ higher, 975¼. March beans up 5¾ to 981¼. July beans closed at 1001¼. That's up 7½ on the day, Chip.
Yeah, January soybean meal was up $3.40 a ton. January bean oil down 39 points, 39.84 on the settlement.
Well, March cotton futures posted a high range open and a low range close, completing an inside trading day. March cotton today 64 points lower, 68.78. On your livestock, February fat cattle 7½ cents lower, 187.37½. Jan feeders down 75 to 255.85. And on the snout side, February lean hog futures unchanged, 84.37. Chip.
Yeah, the hogs and pigs report out yesterday afternoon. We get a steady front month market the day after the H&P report. That tells us that The market did a really nice job of anticipating what was going to be in that report.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net. Hey, buddy. Merry Christmas. Hello, Matt.
He has to unmute.
Well, Chip, if Matt were here.
Oh, yeah. They must have muted me. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you, bud.
All right. There he is. So what do you make of the markets this week? Boy, low volume affair, isn't it? Wow.
It sure is, Chip. Not a lot of volume around the holidays here right
no,
now.
No, I think he's got to unmute again.
Is he?
Is that what happened?
No.
No?
Maybe he's mad at us.
You know, that could be.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
Now we got
you.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, buddy.
All right. Well, what do you make of the markets?
I think that the bean market and bean meal market probably getting a little bit of life due to talks about dryness in southern Brazil, Argentina. I mean, okay, we haven't had anything else to buy beans on, so finally getting a little bit of something. Corn, I don't know. You're going to push up on this moving average, major resistance. Can you push through it? I think you're going to need maybe some bullish fodder to really get through it. It just seems to me like whenever you got up through it before, the basis ended up, widening out, and then we just kind of bounced right off the thing. So, it's just a quiet week, low volume right now.
Yeah, holding pattern into the new year is what I would guess.
I would guess the same, and I'm not so sure that there'll be a whole lot different into that January report, unless we get some news, maybe South American dryness, maybe to give us some life.
Yeah. Yeah, but January 10, we get the annual production summary and quarterly grain stocks report. That's some important data there. Matt, Merry Christmas, buddy. We will talk to you again soon.
Yep, Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right, Matt Bennett, agmarket.net. Coming up next, we are going to extend our outlook just a little bit there. We've got Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading, next on AgriTalk.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have...
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. It's Christmas Eve. I thank you for carving out a little bit of time to spend with us here this afternoon. But hopefully, Hopefully. I don't want to delay anybody's travels out there either, you know. Luckily, we're on the radio, Davis.
Yeah,
that
we
means
are
that you can travel and listen at the same time.
A lot of people have them radios right there in their car,
right,
their truck.
In their vehicles.
Their preferred
right
conveyance.
In their they've even got them in tractor cabs now.
What?
Yes.
When did they start that?
Man, what? It's been a while. It's been a while.
I don't see
while,
how these guys can focus
me
out there. Sounds like a recipe for crooked roads to me.
Oh, you know, if only we had some sort of technology out there.
If only.
Keep it all straight.
One day.
Running just, yeah, someday. Someday. We'll see. Welcome back. I'm Chip. That's Davis. All right. Let's get to today's guest analyst, Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading. Connor, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't have to worry about any travel plans because I travel 10 miles for Christmas. So I'm blessed in that way. So thanks for having me on.
I love it. You know, so when I see all the statistics about traveling for Christmas and, you know, however many million people are doing it, I think of myself as kind of a non-traveler too. I'm going 110 miles. And
okay,
but I still just kind of think, yeah, I'm just going to the folks. That's all we're doing.
That's the Midwesterner in you, Chip, where it's like, it's not that far away. We're just going right. We're going to make a quick day trip. It's only 4 hours away.
That's right.
Is that 110 miles one way, Chip? Is that one way?
That is one way. Yes.
So you're pushing 250 miles by the time you get back to the ranch.
That's yeah.
A good haul.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good haul.
Yeah, you're going to need some hard tack, you know?
It's all good. So I am officially a holiday traveler, I think is what that means.
But at least you're avoiding the airplanes, right? That would have been, my gosh, if you were trying to travel on Christmas Eve, that would have been a mess.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that. How you been, Connor? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good, right?
Good.
I think it's the definition of a holiday market right now, especially when I'm looking at this corn market. My gosh, we got some low volume.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I do want to talk more about that, but before we get to current day, I want to look at some past days.
Yeah.
And that being 2024, it's not quite top left to bottom right in these markets, but man, in a lot of ways it might as well be, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think the only thing that maybe changed that was this corn export story. That we really caught. And then also we got to talk about the fund positioning in corn, right? We went from a record short position this summer to, you know, they're really buying some corn. But, you know, when I look back on 2024, mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to say that 24 was the year the bull market died, right? Even before we saw a record yield, right? If we go back even to a year ago around this time, we mm-hmm. saw a weakening corn soybean market, right? Wheat had that, it was probably closer to a month, but to me it felt like it was a flash in the pan and we got real nervous and then we sold off. But mm-hmm. I think it's, you said it good. It wasn't quite top left to bottom right, but man, it sure feels like it. And so
yeah.
I want to say good riddance 2024, but I'd be lying to say if I wasn't nervous about 25.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
Well, no, let's go ahead I got a feeling when I ask this question, it will lead us into 25. What did you use what did you learn in 2024 that you're going to use in 2025?
Oh, I think I think the main takeaway is that we can't get bullish on these planting delays, right? We saw it. Mm-hmm. We saw it here in the U.S. where was it 2 weeks where it felt like we were getting bullish because we weren't seeing the acres go in. Well, we solved that one very quick. And then we saw the same thing with Brazil, right? They were historic dryness. We weren't going to see them plant. But guess what? We can get the crop in the ground very quickly. So we're not going to get excited on any type of planting delays. That's for sure. And then I think, you know, we get caught up in seasonals, right? It's great. I do it all the time where I look back and say, you know, hey, when's the best time to sell corn? It's May, June, July. We got to be proactive before that, right? Every year's different. And, you know, the high in 2024 corn and soybean market was January 1st. So, you know, we got to respect the seasonals because we look back, you know, on a 10-year average, they work. Let's make sure we have a plan when they don't work too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good idea. Good idea. I've talked about this a couple of times this year, and I kind of want to flip the seasonals because it used to be, Connor, that we would have some kind of a planting delay just as the Brazilians were harvesting the crop. We'd get a nice, you know, planting season rally and give the Brazilians the best selling opportunity of the year. right as they were harvesting.
Yeah.
I wonder now if we're not going to see some of that change where the market's primary set of fundamentals is going to be coming out of Brazil and not out of the U.S. Is that fair?
I think we're already seeing it in terms of soybeans, right? We haven't been the biggest soybean producer for quite a while. Was it 2017 we got taken over? Don't quote me on that one. Yeah. But it's been a while, and I think we, you know, when I talk seasonals, I make sure to mention that is that, you know, when we have that uncertainty with South America and Brazil's crop, aka, you know, right now to this past month, is that it gives us some pretty good pricing opportunities, right? Yeah. It's hard for a lot of people to start talking about next year's crop right when we just put away the last one, but I think we got to change our mindset. So I'm with you where, as this world market changes and how the dynamic flips, is that we got to maybe change how we look at seasonals too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what signals are you taking from the markets here at the end of the year?
Yeah. So it's been, you know, like I said, it's been a holiday trade, especially on core markets. So we've been, you know, outside of last week, you know, this week we haven't seen a whole lot of movement. But going into the new year, right, I think we got to respect that January crop report's always going to be a big one. And then I think the story, right, and maybe I'm building it up too much, but I'm really looking at this corn-soy ratio and how it's really pushing for more corn acres going into 2025. You know, a lot could change in the next 90 days, right? We get the acreage intentions at the end of March. But you know, how we know the adage that everyone loves to plant corn acres. And if the market's telling us to do that too, you know, what could we expect?
Okay. So we've been tightening up this balance sheet on corn, mm-hmm. which is when we get the first look at the 25-26 marketing year from USDA at the annual Ag Outlook conference in February. I'm kind of assuming that that trend, because of more corn acres, that trend of tightening carryover stocks once again might come to an end, just like it has the past 2 years.
Yeah. I think we could definitely see something like that. And I think, you know, you asked me, I'm jumping back to 24, but I think one point when we look at 24 and the year we've had, right, we, you know, anyone trying to sell old crop is, it was a weakening market going all through. And then we had, you know, it was a record crop. Then it became how big of a record crop. We went through all of that. And then couple that with these export strong ethanol. We actually, you know, ending stocks have shrank year on year, which is just amazing to me to look back on the year we've had that ending stocks didn't grow at all. So to your question, right, could we see that kind of flatten it out? I think it's a possibility, right? Exports have been hot, and corn exports are good. You know, when we talk soybean exports, it's a little bit of a cliff, right? We have a window of opportunity. And then when the Brazil soybean crop comes online, they're the main player. Really, U.S. soybeans exports drop dramatically. Corn, it's a steady climb. We don't see necessarily that, at least not until Brazil harvests their safrinha crop. So I think if you're going to be a corn bull, you got to hope that we continue to see these great exports, especially from Mexico. But I don't know. I think I could see us cooling off just a little bit.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. We are off and running here in this conversation with Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading, on Christmas Eve 2024. Okay, when we come back, I want to run through a little bit more on the balance sheet for soybeans and talk about what fewer acres might mean for that market in 2025-26. Where's the demand structure headed? We're going to do that next with Connor here on AgriTalk.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March HRW wheat futures were 7¼ cents lower at 5.43¾. March soft red wheat down 5¾ to 5.34¾. March corn futures were 0.75 cents higher at 4.48½. July corn futures closed at 4.57¼. That's up 1½ cents on the day. January soybean futures were 5¾ higher at 9.75¼. March beans up 5¾ to 9.81¼. March cotton today 64 points lower at 68.78. On your livestocks, February fat cattle were 7½ cents lower at 187.37½. January feeders down 75 cents to 255.85. February lean hog futures steady at 84.37. Get more. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. With more clouds than sun today, high temperatures will tap 30 degrees. We'll be mostly cloudy tomorrow, too, with mild highs in the low 30s. Then, fog moves in at night, becoming widespread by Thursday morning and dragging some freezing drizzle with it, all ahead of a wet weekend. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
he said in reference to opinions expressed by guests, hosts, and other people involved with this broadcast.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. I need more practice doing that.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Nope, we're almost there, buddy.
These are it's all fantastic. And I should touch the screen, but instead I insist on clicking with the mouse for some reason. I just can't get myself
school.
In the 21st century.
I have no quarrel
with
that.
Is that what it is?
That's what it was just now.
I got you. I got you. All right. Welcome back to Agri Talk. I'm Chip. That is Big Apple Joe and Davis. We're in the middle of a conversation with Connor Bridgman, Advanced Training. So, Connor, from October to November, USDA added 200 million bushels to total corn use. Was that enough?
I think they could keep going, Chip.
Oh.
Especially what I'm hearing from our research team is they think we could, I think they've got room to go in terms of maybe I'm looking more at the export side, but no, I think there's potential they could keep going, right?
Okay.
I don't know if the story has to be over.
Okay. Can we take a little bit off of the supply side?
Meaning, can we see them come back on that Jan 10th? Can they drop the yield?
Right, right.
Yep. We did a study on this from December to January, mm-hmm. right? Does the yield usually increase? Do they usually drop it? Is there any type of correlation? If it's a big crop, does it get bigger? We know that old adage. It's a coin flip, right? With what the USDA does from December to January, there's not a whole lot of direction, right? Last year, we saw them increase it, which was also amazing, given the year we had in 2023,
yeah.
that we had a record. The old record was set in 2023. Now, mm-hmm. Barring a seven,
collapse.
Whatever that, six, absolute collapse, the new record is by far and away going to be 2024. But absolutely, they could trim it back a little bit. I look more for maybe soybean yield to be trimmed back more than the corn yield. But at the end of the day, when we're talking, what's the USDA going to print? It's a little bit of a coin flip.
Okay, so then on the bean balance sheet, it sounds to me like you think there's better chance of movement on the supply side bringing that 470 down rather than increases in demand.
I think so, and maybe I'm just being hopeful, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I just want to be a bull that we could see, we trimmed the yield, we trimmed soybean yield, not in December, but I believe we trimmed it maybe in the November, maybe it was October. Don't quote me on that. Did we have this type of year that we had still this, what was the yield? 51.7. Could we see that come in a little bit? I think so, right? There's that chance. Soybeans, we got to talk, if we're talking soybeans, the true story, in my opinion, is we got to talk South America, right? Mm-hmm. And just, if you, depending on if you want to be a bull or a bear, you can choose to say to follow what the USDA says, or you can choose to look at what CONAB says they have for soybean production, right? They're still at like a 3-4 million metric ton difference.
Yep.
But I think both numbers feel, just looking at what the estimates are coming out at and stuff, I feel like both those numbers could come up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now we'll see how southern Brazil's crop, right? That's kind of the story, is that they're getting a little dry and maybe that weighs on it. But I think we could see both those numbers increase here in the next next month or so.
Okay. Yep. We've got to watch it. There's no question about it. But Dr. Michael Cordonier from Soybean and Corn Advisor, mm-hmm. Pro Farmer Crop Consultant, for example, has pushed his Brazilian bean crop estimate up to 171 million metric tons.
Yeah. our at Advanced Trading, our head of research is a guy by the name of Dr. Cesar Cruz, went to U of I originally from Brazil. And I asked him the question, what's the upper limit, right? Is it 175? And he's a nice guy, so he didn't laugh me out of the room. But he's like, hey, my upper number is that 172, maybe a 173. So Cordonier at a 171, I think it gives you the opinion. They've got a big crop down there. It's just going to be a matter of how does it finish and how big can we go.
Okay, so how do we quote-unquote fix this balance sheet for soybeans? Does it have to be a crop problem, or can we somehow find enough demand to tighten up from 470 million bushels?
Man, the easy answer, and I don't know if we're going to get it, is going to be some type of if we could see some type of RFS mandate, right? That would definitely be the spark that this soybean market needs. Now, if we were having this conversation last year, I remember I was putting on meetings, and that was one of my slides, is how many of these crush plants are coming online in the next 5 years. It wasn't if, but when we're going to get some type of mandate, some type of rhetoric. It never really came, right? They gave us some rhetoric, but it was the definition of kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
And, we haven't heard anything from the Trump administration. They could absolutely, especially if they want to get aggressive on tariffs, maybe they want to give a win and they want to do some type of renewable, but it's truly a wild card. But that would be the easy answer if we could see something there. And then number two, I think, this one's down the road, but, if the corn-soy ratio is putting more corn acres, right, that's an easy way to correct. We saw it in June or July of 2023, where we suddenly decided we had 94 million acres of corn, right? We corrected that one rather quickly and rather violently.
right. Yeah, if we could take a couple of million acres off of bean plantings from this year, and come in at 50 bushels per acre for a national average bean yield, that's going to do a lot. I would think that would do a lot to help us fix this soy, and it would at least give us an opportunity to sell some beans in the high $10, I would think. But it's a long ways until we get to there. When it comes to marketing here, Connor, what's the bottom line? What do you want people thinking about on corn and soybean marketings?
Soybeans is the easy one, especially when I'm sitting here in Central Illinois and I see a good cash market, right? Jan, Feb, March, we've got good to even, I don't know if I want to say great, but really good soybean basis. If you want to take it to a crush plant, if you want to take it to the river down in St. Louis. So I think if you're sitting on old beans, the question you need to ask yourself is, is 2025 the year that I want to own old beans? Or, I'm in the hedging business, so I'd say if we're going to sell them, I'd rather own them on paper. But I think we need to think long and hard about why are we holding old beans given the – I don't want to be just completely bearish because we named some bullish points, but just the potential for what the soybean market could do. So I'd say listen to the cash market. If you're like me where we've got a good one, think about moving soybeans, owning them on paper. That's the easy one for me.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Have you given much thought to what the big stories are going to be in 2025?
Oh, the big story. Oh, here's a fun one, right? Because usually if it's the big story, we don't know it. But I think if we get any type of news in terms of renewable diesel is always going to be on the forefront, right?
Okay.
We can't ignore the potential for tariffs or, really it's going to be, what is this Trump administration? What are they going to do? And then also, what are they going to say, right? That's going to be, I think, a big wild card, and that's going to be at the forefront for the first night, his first 100 days in office. I think that's what the public's going to be focused on, it, but then also the markets are going to be looking at that. Is that how are we going to see that, right? Or, when I hear the weird tariff, my thought goes to China, right? We're thinking soybeans to China. That's what we saw in 2018. But, our number one trade partner right now, and especially in the corn market, is by far and away Mexico.
Right.
And so, I don't know if we see anything that derails that could be problematic, I think. But who knows? It's really going to be a while. We're going to have to wait and see when he gets in office. How that goes, right, and then go from there. But those are the two ones I could think of that could be the big story in 2025.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the only certainty heading into the Trump administration is that the market is going to be dealing with uncertainty. And how the market is going to account for all of that as we go forward, and the opportunities that it's going to present for hedgers, we've got to be reactionary. I don't know if we can be in a position that we are anticipating moves. We just have to let the move happen and react to it. But at the same time, if you've got some numbers out there that work for you, get your orders in place. I've only got about 30 seconds left, but I'm going to ask you real quick here, Connor.
Yeah.
What role does wheat have in all of this?
With wheat, right now it feels like it's just a dog. Like, it feels like it's a dog, right? We can't. Yeah. I keep hearing this rush. You know, Russia keeps dropping their estimates. I keep thinking it's going to fuel it. And it just doesn't come into play. No. So I think if and when wheat comes into the market, it's probably going to be around the same time we saw last year, right? It could be a little bit of a grind given where we are, but I don't think the story's over, right? I think we could still see this Russian news come to the forefront. It might just take a few months.
Gotcha. Connor, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for making time for us today.
Absolutely. Right. No problem. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas to you guys and your family. Stay safe on your 120-mile drive, Chip.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Connor Bridgman, Advanced Trading. Davis and I will be right back to wrap up today's Christmas Eve edition of AgriTalk.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. And save $30 on a Project Source 3-gallon pancake compressor. Was $79.98, now $49.98. Valid 12/19 through 12/25. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items. While supplies last. Tool offer valid 12/5 through 12/18. While supplies last.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
When you're a grower, a land loan is more than money. It's the power to make your fields come alive, to make your farm prosper, to help your operation thrive. That's why FBN Finance gives you more. With experienced loan advisors, often farmers themselves, and great land loan rates shared daily. Don't just borrow money, borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Elevate your game and set your sights on Denver for the 2025 Commodity Classic. With technology that moves faster than fluctuating markets and information as important as a million-dollar rain, Commodity Classic is designed for growers of all kinds, where you'll broaden your horizons as you improve yield and ROI one bushel at a time. Take your operation to new heights and join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. It's a Tuesday afternoon, but it feels an awful lot like Christmas Eve. I'm Davis Michelson. Chip Flory joins me as well. AgriTalk. Chip?
Do you know why it feels like Christmas Eve?
Why is that?
Because it is, Davis. It is!
That makes me very excited inside. In fact,
I hear the sleigh bells ringing, there's hoofbeats up above. I left the milk and carrots and drank my nightcap down. It's Christmas time at midnight, and I'm just trying to sleep. But these jingles keep a jangling, can't get to sleep tonight.
Chip, I played a number of the holiday selections, beginning before Thanksgiving even, as you and the listeners might recall. It's been... You know, you try not to overdo something like that, but that was one that I particularly wanted you to be able to hear. It's probably my favorite. North Pole Prison. While you were away, you also missed Mr. Cletus Diamond. He brought us his rendition of December Corn, and it was just before the expiration of the contract, and we happened to have Ted Seifert on, and he walked us through the life of the contract. A step at a time, and it was an absolute thing of beauty. I thought about playing that one for you, but that one, you know, that one's really only good in a certain period of time as well.
Right, so, I get it.
You know, let's not confuse
people.
And
I can hear it. I can hear it. December Corn. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's a classic. Classic.
Yes.
We spoke to two pretty smart dudes on today's show, Matt Bennett and Connor Bridgman, and both of them were talking about, Connor said it, it's the first thing you said. Today's the definition of low volume trade.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Maybe if we're deciding to do nothing, that's what should happen. Yeah. How there will be signs when volume begins to pick up again without having, you know, cool charts and stuff to look at. How does the average guy know when the low volume period comes to an end?
Well, volatility will come back into the price action as well. We'll get wider swings on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
Now, there are times when we can see a narrow trading range in a high volume day, but it doesn't happen that often. Typically, if you've got a big volume day, you are also going to see some volatility in the price action. So, and that's what the traders are dying for right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying farmers. I mean, you know, when it comes to what farmers are looking for, let's get this corn north of 450. Let's get beans back up, you know, spot month beans back up into that $10 range.
Mm-hmm.
That's goal number one. But for traders, the people that provide liquidity in that market on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
for traders to be interested in the market, there's got to be some more volatility.
Sure.
They know that when you get into the holiday doldrums, this is going to happen a lot of times. And this goes back to when the pits were full of people, when the pits were full of human emotion,
yeah.
they would still shut down the price screens during the holidays and just kind of dial it in.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a lot of what's going on right now.
Yeah. Connor raised the question, if you're holding on to old beans, ask mm-hmm. yourself if you want to hold on to those in 2025.
Right.
Why would you? Why would you not? Chip, take us around this this little thought tree.
Why you would not, I think, is easier to answer okay. than why would you.
Okay.
Why would you not hold on to the beans? We're looking at a big crop coming out of South America. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a domestic balance sheet, supply and demand balance sheet. That, yeah, when we went from October to November, we took 80 million bushels off of it. But we're still at 470 million bushels. We are still at a stocks-to-use ratio on soybeans that is not bullish. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We need that market to be jarred. And it's got to be with some policy news, I think, on the biofuels front.
Yeah.
That ramps up this crush drive again. If something like that could happen, then maybe this bean market's got some hope. But the other thing is, and you're going to hear me say this a few times, the weather uncertainty going into 2025 for me is unbelievably high.
Yeah.
I don't see anything that is pointing us to a big widespread drought in 2025, mm-hmm. except for an 89-year drought cycle.
Right, right.
And I'm not going to discount that drought cycle until it happens or doesn't happen.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So I've got to keep that in mind here's the thing. I mean, we could have a beautiful planting season. Everything's going great. Yeah. The markets are under pressure. The question's going to be, where's your drought? Where's your drought? If drought would show up, July 4th instead of August 20th
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and take us into the end of the year, I can tell you right now, the people that that will be saying, what are you waiting for? Why aren't you selling? Will then say, yeah, but the drought bailed them out.
Huh.
No. Yeah. Just keep in mind that it is a possibility as we make our way into the growing season. Oof.
Wow.
Okay? Yeah.
Uncertainty is the certainty, isn't it?
Man, oh man, how many times is that going to come up?
I don't know. I think I just did it one too many times just then.
I don't think you did. I think it's very much worth doing. And coming up with a strategy
yes.
that allows you to manage that, I think, is going to be really, really important mm-hmm. for the year ahead. Okay?
Yow.
All right. National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook for December 30th through January 3rd, we've got above normal temperatures across the Corn Belt, above normal precipitation. Also across the Corn Belt, 8 to 14 day, near normal to below normal. Oh. Near normal in the central and eastern Corn Belt, below normal in the far western Corn Belt. Still got above normal precipitation. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll talk Woo-hoo! To you tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more. All while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You're listening to WRT. TN 1430 AM Durant Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A pay raise for American men and women in the military. President Biden